Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 3rd of February, 2021. Sources familiar with the matter have informed me. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Let's do Kelly. Kelly, Kelly, Bobelli, Banana, Fana, Fofelli, Ami, My, Momelli, Kelly.
And now I have to edit. All right.
Kelly.
It's a nice change from the song from Cheers, which is usually what I get when people want to sing a song about my name. So, yeah, there you go.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
I'm regretting it now.
You may not be saying that, but thank you for having me.
I'm glad one of us is happy that you're here. How's that?
Those were simpler times, right?
I know.
Them's were simpler times.
They were. They really
were. That was like that person whomever that was, I forget, was on like nighttime variety shows. Mm-hmm. And it was a top 40 hit.
Those
were simpler times.
The name game song? Okay.
Yeah.
Name song.
Is it the name game song?
I don't remember.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yes.
The name game. It is called just the name game.
Okay. Alrighty. Well,
interesting.
Yep. The name game. Look it up, kids. All right. Brian, you're not here to talk about the name game. You are here to talk about gambling, and I bet you have some stuff to say about it.
Well, so Google made what I consider to be a fairly shocking announcement, and we're going to get to a very, very excellent email I received from someone who was shocked that I found it shocking, but we'll get to that because there's an important multi-country aspect to this. So long story short, Google is going to allow gambling apps on the Google Play Store, online casino games, lotteries, sports betting, and daily fantasy sports apps.
Now let's start with the parameters, the amount of gambling in a thing, I guess, because you were talking about that being shocking. And I said, I have the Oregon Lottery app on my phone right now, so I don't understand what you mean about allowing gambling apps. So,
well, there's long been a difference between state monopolies and state sanctioned gambling, i.e. usually lotteries here in the States.
Yes.
And various for-profit private enterprises as opposed to the for-profit state enterprises.
Okay.
Preying on often the most vulnerable people. But that's another completely different conversation.
So this is your give me $10 on the Blazer game tonight situation like I'm gonna go play video poker for a while,
right? Or slot games, or the casino, the roulette games, all the various casino games, which are kind of on both the iOS App Store and Google Play in the first place in the form of in-app purchases for fake coins. Fake in-app, gems, coins, whatever. From the standpoint that you could buy coins and replenish them, and that kind of is essentially a form of real money gambling without any real money rewards. Mm-hmm. LOL. So Google is going to do this with only licensed gambling operations, and if you want your app to be available in a state, you have to be, this is at least in the United States or in an individual country, you need to be licensed in that state or country to be able to operate gambling stuff. And here is why I find that pretty shocking. It's mainly because of the United States, and In the U.S., we have there are two specific aspects of this. One is, even though Puritans were a tiny, tiny percentage of all the people who came to this continent, and then, you know, eventually this a portion of this continent turned into the United States of America, we have a big Puritan background. We have a Puritan background towards sex and pleasure, to wit, look at Prohibition. Mm. We have a Puritan attitude towards gambling, and many folks, at the very least, consider gambling some form of a sin, even while, you know, so many of us do it, you know, from office pools to you know, betting on the Sunday game and that sort of thing here in the States. Mm-hmm. So that is an interesting aspect of it. And it's one of the reasons why I said that Apple probably wouldn't want to get involved in this. But then the other aspect of this is, in the States, gambling is usually a state-to-state regulated affair.
Right. That's why, like, in the U.S., like, as far as the state-regulated stuff, like, Powerball is only in some states because only some states have the law that allows, I think it's because only certain states allow intrastate, where it can be in more than one state at a time. Like, you can play my state's lottery, but you can't play the Powerball one because it's more than one state, which is somehow against another law, I think. But that's why Powerball's not everywhere. It's the same sort of...
44 states have a state lottery.
Yeah.
Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Mississippi, Nevada, and Utah do not. And each of those states is going to be a completely different reason.
Right.
Alabama, because Alabama. Alaska, because mm-hmm. I can't imagine why. Hawaii also can't imagine why, but there's a left state and a blue state and a red state there, or a red state and a blue state. Mississippi, because of Mississippi, Nevada, because of the casinos mm-hmm. and their power.
Yeah.
And Utah, because Mormons. So, like, there's completely different reasons for each of those six states to not allow it. So, and then the reason why there are Indian casinos, Indian-owned or operated or licensed casinos in the U.S. is because of a Supreme Court ruling that essentially meant that Indian lands were not controlled by the states that they're in. Mm-hmm. That's why those exist in the first place. So you've also got that going. And then with that patchwork of regulations, I can't imagine Google or Apple wanting to mess with that, because they're saying that you have to be licensed in the state that you want your gambling app to be available in. But now who's going to verify that?
Right.
And it probably means someone at Google needs to be verifying that. Why would they possibly want to get into that business? But I don't know. They are. And at this point, let's enter this fantastic email that we got from Matt. In
yes. Adelaide, hi,
Australia. He wrote a very, very nice email basically saying that I'm really shocked that you're shocked. We've had gambling apps in the App Store, mm-hmm. like Apple's App Store in Australia, in particular sports books, what do they call it? They call it something else. But bookie mm-hmm. companies can have an app, and apparently those are all over Australia. And I get it. Again, we have this weird puritanical thing about gambling and mm-hmm. other sorts of fun.
You know, that piece of his email was the thing that that caught my eye. And I'm just going to read this straight from the message. Bookmakers here sponsor major sports sometimes and advertise on TV in peak hour.
Sure.
So, you know, having the NFL brought to you by fantasyfootball.com or whatever, like, that seems, or, you know, like a betting place, you know, that to me, that sounds like an alternate reality. Well, and I know it's not because it's basically like not the US, but every place else has it. So,
yeah.
That was, and I think that was the part that was surprising to me.
some fantasy sports advertising here in the States. But I mean, you know, it wasn't that long ago that liquor companies weren't allowed to advertise.
Right.
In the United States on TV.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that long ago.
That's certainly changed. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, the U.S. is a very peculiar and weird country in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for most of us who grew up here, it doesn't, you know, your reality is never going to appear weird to you, but to the rest right. of the
everyone world, else goes, what? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And
before we get too far,
emphasize one last Yeah, sorry.
Well, I need to jump in because I need to take a minute and tell everybody about our sponsor this week, which is Amazon Pharmacy. So just what it says on the tin, Amazon Pharmacy is a way for you to have Amazon coordinate with your doctor, and it makes it so that you can get your prescriptions. And you get your prescriptions the same way you get anything else from Amazon. So if you have Prime, if you're a Prime member, and you know, you get fast shipping, you get Prime Video, you get, you know, all the little perks that come with Prime membership, which are pretty nice. You get all of those same things, only they work with your prescriptions. So this saves you having to go to the pharmacy, maybe even having to go into the pharmacy. Not all pharmacies have drive-up windows like some of mine here do. Everything just shows up at your door promptly because, again, Amazon. And it works with most insurance plans. So you don't have to worry about, you know, all of a sudden paying a bunch more. But if you have something prescription that is outside of your insurance, if you are a Prime member, you get free 2-day delivery and you can get some savings on those same prescriptions. So like if you have stuff that is outside of insurance that you're still needing to take care of, Prime can maybe help you get a deal on that too. So, you know, if you're a Prime member, this is just an added benefit and, you know, not too bad of a benefit, to be completely honest. We have enjoyed it at my house. And Prime members can save on prescription medication, like I said, if you go to amazon.com/TDORX. That part's important. Amazon.com, in case you don't know how to spell it, /TDORX. And we'd like to thank Amazon Pharmacy for sponsoring the show today. Now, Brian, I want to get back to your gambling, to the gambling piece of this, because like you said, you know, your reality is not weird to you because it's your reality. So you wanted to emphasize something, but I had to cut you off.
I did. I want to emphasize that it's not just a Puritan aspect. I mean, you know, business is business, and I'm sure Google wants to make some money. And I should also note that Google's not making money directly on this. They're not taking a cut from the apps. For one thing, apps have to be free. They mm-hmm. cannot be paid for apps. And okay. for another, you cannot use Google's in-app purchasing infrastructure to collect money.
Okay.
So you have to, I'm guessing that either, you know, they have to include their own credit card mm-hmm. deposit mechanism or something. I don't know. So
it could be like a buy coins right. or buy credits kind of a thing, like you do with other stuff on iOS. Like that's a mechanism iOS, I'm familiar with.
It has to go through Apple's in-app purchasing infrastructure, right? That's one of the big things. That's what the big fight with Epic is all about.
Well, if you want to use theirs, but like if you want to use Audible, for example, you buy credits in Audible because you can't make in-app purchases in the iOS version of the app.
Right.
Or if you play
on the web.
Yeah. Or if you want to play. Yeah. Pokemon Go, like that's a direct in-app purchase. You buy coins to use in the game, but you use Apple's direct in-app purchase. So that's a different way to have a transaction. So like the Audible thing is sort of what I was thinking about. Like you have to purchase your credits elsewhere, and then they're tied to your account, and then you use your account on your phone. And
right. And Google may be allowing in-app purchases. It just won't be through Google's infrastructure.
Yeah.
But the biggest
thing, which is a whole other conversation,
patchwork of regulations, not only from country to country outside the US, but from state to state within the US, and in some countries maybe from state to state within that country. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that in Australia, actually I don't know if that's handled on a state by state basis, or if it's actually a federal issue. So yeah, there is all that. And I find it interesting that Google is doing this, especially when it doesn't really seem like they have a direct way of making money on it, although it could well become a competitive advantage over Apple's iOS platform, which does not have blatant direct gambling. It's all mm-hmm. done under the you know, the euphemism of winning coins and buying more coins,
right?
From games that can't then be turned into cash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious where this is going to end up for a bunch of reasons. Like I said, the first one is like, at least on the iOS side, this is why I'm curious about it. Like I said, there's some limited, I guess, gambling that you can do within like some lottery apps. Like I have the Oregon Lottery app installed on my phone because I got scratch its for Christmas. And so like you have to scan the back to see if you won because they won't let you take them to convenience stores anymore. They would rather you not make a trip to the convenience store to get your $2. So,
which is nice because can you buy the cards? How are you buying the cards if you can't go to the?
Well, they
just don't want you going back to the store.
Yeah, I think they're trying to minimize. So, like, I don't know if everybody has this, but the Oregon Lottery makes a big deal about giving people scratch its at Christmas. Like, they make great stocking stuffers, and you can put them in Christmas cards and stuff like that. So we get a lot of advertising around that in December. And like this year, Christmas was very, very low key. So it was something that a few different people sort of went, yeah, you know, I got you some scratchits. Scratch it, smatch it. Yes. Careful with the smatch it so you don't hurt yourself. And then so you can like find places nearby that have like, I guess, video poker options. And then you can scan, and then there's also other games that you can play in here, and that would include like Powerball and Megabucks and different things like that you can do. And Keno, you can play Keno, even though I have no idea how to do that. And you can play video poker within the app as well, so you can play all of the like, I guess, state approved, it's sort of state sponsored, I guess. You can do your state sponsored gambling right there in the app. I don't know what the evolution of this is going to look like, because that's totally fine with Apple. They're good with it, because like I didn't do anything special to put that on my device.
That is interesting. And then there's the reality too, that if something is legal, why wouldn't it be on Google Play in the first place? Why wouldn't it be in the App Store in the first place? Mm-hmm. And the same thing, if you look at Apple, the same thing would be true of porn. Porn is legal in most places in the States at the very least. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, Apple has made the essentially moral decision to not have porn on the App Store, because again, we have a Puritan backbone in our running through the U.S. that is at odds with many of the rest of much of our self-image of being, you know, free, the land of the free, and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
So it's interesting to say the least.
And we see this in, like, this exact same sort of battle has manifested itself in a number of ways. Anyway, not to turn into a political podcast, but the fact that dispensaries in Oregon, now that it's recreational here, you have the same issue there, are doing crazy business, but not allowed to take credit cards.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's against the law.
Stuff that goes that's at issue with dispensaries.
Yes.
And there's the fact that on a federal level, marijuana may or may not be legal, even when it's legal in the state.
Yes.
Like
that's the rest of the issue.
And again, this is kind of why it surprises me that Google would want to bother with gambling, at least in the States, because now they have to be making sure that at least I assume they feel like they need to make sure that the licenses are legit.
Yeah. That makes sense. So
do we have another moment?
A very, very quick one.
Well, Dave, when we were talking about this originally, Dave made the point that now the Google has now made the barrier to entry mm-hmm. to operating a casino way, way lower because most
it's a developer licensed account.
Yeah, is it right? Most licensed gamblers are brick and mortar casinos mm-hmm. and large casino operations, and they work very hard to make sure that only they can get those licenses.
Yes.
But Google has just made it so that if you can get that license, it's now a lot cheaper to operate a casino, at least on the Google Play Store. And mind you, there are all kinds of unlicensed gambling operations on through a browser.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway,
they made
the point that the barrier to entry is a lot lower, which means that you could end up having a lot more people trying to crack this particular nut mm-hmm. and figuring out how to get the licenses. So it could shake up the gambling industry, possibly.
Yeah, I'm also curious how this is going to shake up app stores in general, and where all that fallout's going to end up. I think it's going to be interesting. So as those things change, we will let you know here. So Brian, thank you so much for coming by today. I am your host Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there. We'll be right back.